Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the love journey. They call it a prayer line. I call it so much more than a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. And as we move through our love experience this morning, we know today is Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And I'm always excited to get to learn how to have a different relationship with our money. Oh, I love Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. All right, I'm going to get started with a song. Praise is What I Do by William Murphy. Praise is what I do.
Well, say yes.
All right, y'all. Well, that's not the song I wanted to play.
Will your spirit still?
I'll just let it go. Do what it is.
There is more that I require of. Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying there is more that I require of. If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say Gonna tell God yes. Make it personal. Your worship means nothing without a yes. Without obedience, it means nothing. But if you're really gonna tell God yes, come on. Make it personal. Lift your hand. Tell the Lord yes. Soul says yes. I'll do what you want me to do, Jesus. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Lord. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. I might have to give up some relationships, but my soul says yes. I might have to give up some things that I hold dear to me, but my soul says yes. You mean everything to me, Jesus. You're the first and foremost in my life.
Yeah.
and soul. Say yes. Will your spirit say, say yeah, yeah, yeah. There is more that I require of you. So let your heart and soul say
you tuned in to The Love Journey. This is The Love Journey. They call it the prayer line. I call it more than the prayer line. I call it a experience, a love experience. Welcome to Your Love Experience. I am Janine Ingram, your transformational life coach, vision board counselor, filmmaker, master speaker. Wow, your radio host, author of Born to Be Rich. Good morning, family. Welcome to the Love Journey Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. We're going to move right into our experience of prayer as we tune in our mind and become still and one with the One, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence on this line. We recognize that Great Spirit as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that it's not a spot that our God is not. So let's just take in one good deep breath. Because you know sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathing in through our nose. Breathing in through our nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, releasing through the mouth, and breathing into the heart, deep into the diaphragm family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. As we prepare our mind for forgiving our relationship to money.
Day 10, a prayer of forgiveness. I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every cell, every atom, every molecule, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, wealth, and abundance, bringing it into alignment with the perfect will of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into alignment with the perfect peace of God. I now consciously and willingly call forth the Holy Spirit and the consciousness of the higher mind I am into every atom, every molecule, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, and every living system in my being, asking to have transformed every energy, every pattern, every belief, every program, every idea, every attitude, every perception, every expectation, every intention, and every behavior and motivation related to money, bringing it into perfect alignment with the perfect love of God. For this I am so grateful, and so it is. Today, I forgive myself for judging my relationship with money.
Wow. I forgive myself for judging my relationship to money. Yes, God, thank you. Good morning, family. Good morning, family. It is Friday, wow, August 26, 2016, and we're already at the end of the month. Wow. We got a lot of birthdays in this period coming up next week. Mama Joy, Rosa J. Hart, Jesse Cornell. Wow, lots and lots of Virgos on this line. Donna Taylor, Nicole Wheatley. Wow. Well, I just want to send a lot of love to all the birthday people coming up this week. Vincent's mother's birthday, his son's birthday. My sister got a birthday coming up this week. And so for all the birthdays in the house, love you, love you, love you. All right, we're going to get ready and sing our love song, family, reminding you that you're tuned in to the love journey. Yes, they call this a prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience, because that's what life really is all about, right? It really is all about love. All right, Miss Jackie Jack Jack.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good God morning, Lady Love. Peace and blessings to you on this beautiful, beautiful, blessed Friday, a day that we get to create in love. Peace and blessings to you, my queen.
Yes, yes.
Good God morning, Love Journey family, our Blog Talk Radio family. Peace and blessings to you. We're going to continue in our love experience by planting that seed of love and showering it with our love song. I love myself so much so that I can love you so much, so that you can love yourself so much, so that you can keep on loving me. So come on, family, unmute your phones, and let's come together as one and do our love song on the count of three. One, two, three, let's do it. I love myself so much, so I can love you so much,
so much,
and you can love you so much,
so much,
so you can keep on loving me. Come on, yes. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. Uh-huh. And you can and love,
you can love
and
somebody.
You
so much.
Mm-hmm. So you
can
keep
on
loving
me. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the way we have fun with the love song, family. Keep the love growing and keep the love flowing because it is all about love. Namaste. Back to you, Lady Love.
Wow. That was very beautiful. And the deep voice coming in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow, I got up this morning and I was reading my text. I heard King was on Healing Family Circle or Healing, I think, yesterday. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that he was going to be doing such a great work in this planet called The Power of Choice. So we're going to send a lot of love to King Tisdale. I'm going to listen to the replay today and then I'm going to give him a call and let him know what I think. I know he did a phenomenal job. And I'm just excited to know that all of you all got some books coming out. King's The Power of Choice, Carla LaVoe Hawkins, Kialana, and our Khadija Ali. And wow, we're going to be the Oscar family, huh? Everybody telling their truth out loud in a book, and I'm just really, really excited. So I just want to send some love to all the new authors, birthing new books, and bringing forth their story out loud. I'm just really excited about that. Family, I just want to thank you for your love and support for Janine yesterday as she told her story. And I'm really excited of your support for Janine yesterday. And just reminding you that everybody who comes to the line may not be, you know, hearing and feeling and the presence of God yet, and you know, because we're all, you know, growing at different levels in our spiritual. So we just want to send lots of love to Janine as she continues to move through her process, telling her story and telling her truth out loud. You know, it's not easy to tell your truth when your truth is such a story like hers. You know, when the guy just almost took her to the very inch of her life, pistol whooping her, raping her, and beating her and all that stuff. But I'm glad she lived, and I'm glad she was here to tell her story, and I'm glad of all your support. So I just again want to thank you for all your love and all your support. Thanking you all for being here on this Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. Let me see. I don't see. Okay, I was trying to see if I saw. No, she's not. I don't want to do the word of the day. All right.
Are you okay?
Oh, there you are. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Julie.
Good morning to you, too, dear sweet. I tell you the truth. I'm just listening to you speaking in a third person. I said, okay.
Well, I just wanted to call your name if you wasn't there. Good morning.
I's on the line, okay?
Good morning.
Good morning, Love Journey family. It's Block Talk Radio. Yes. And I'm so happy that all supported Lady Janine yesterday. And it's just such a blessing this Friday, August 26th, is Reverend Mama Joy. Just saying, oh, my God, thank you, God, this morning, and reminding you that you are children of the Most High, rock-steady God, a God that never leaves you, neither forsakes you. And this morning, your piece of the rock of August 26th, and yes, we are nearing the end of the month. And your piece of the rock this morning is take the limits off. Take the limits off, blessed ones. You know, no one ever became great playing small. In theater, actors learn to practice the way they want to perform. And when the nerves kick in on the stage, they invariably fall back on what has been rehearsed. Think about, what have you been rehearsing? You know, the magical transcendent moments do not come from holding back in rehearsal. They can only be found when we and when you have given all that you have to give. You have to make room for the spirit of absolute God, absolute good, when you stretch to the limits of what you know, when you stretch to the limits of how you think and what you think, how you, and you, bless Jesus, stretch to the limits of how you feel, say, and do. Now, there is no replay. Right there. So take the limits off. Every day you're on the stage of life. So give all you have to give right now and leave nothing on the playing field, nothing on this playing field of life. Open up for that match that your soul yearns for by putting your whole self out there right now without fear. Because God can meet you, honey child, at the limitations of your consciousness. And when you play life full out, there's a whole world of expression just waiting for you. So come on, fear not. Take the limits off. The scripture supporting this is 1 Chronicles 4:10. That says, oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border. That sounds like the prayer of Jabez to me. Come on, take the limits off. Amen, amen. Namaste. Adieu. Back to you, Lady Love.
All right, all right. Take the limits. Our playing small does not serve the world, does it? I love it, love it, love it. It does not serve the world. All right, family. I just want to thank Miss Mama Queen Joy. That was a good one today. That one I was going, You know, when something's so good, you just got to go, You know how Al Green said you got to moan for love? You got to moan when something good to you. Thank you, Mama Joy. That was a good one.
Bless you, bless you.
And you know, Mama Joy's birthday is coming up this week.
Let the baby.
Rosie, say hi. What you doing for your birthday, Mama Joy?
I'm not quite sure. I know I'm in good company, but I know I've got calls coming. So, Dave, it's going to be rolling. It's going to be rolling. It's going to be rolling.
All right, but maybe we just need to come on over there and celebrate in that big, beautiful backyard you have. You know, I've been trying to party in that backyard for a long time.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have, madam. Yes, you have. I just may do that. Getting it ready. I'll be prepared for whatever comes down the pipe. You know what? I'm taking the limits off. Hello, how about that?
All right, let's take the limits off and celebrate the life of a beautiful queen, Mama Joy. Well, I hope as you start this weekend, beginning to start to celebrate your birthday, that you know that you are so loved and appreciated for being on the planet. You are such an awesome energy. Thank you so much.
Receive. Thank you.
Yes, yes. I'm about to bring to us our other awesome sister. This girl is bad to the bone, baby, I tell you. When Michael Jackson was writing that song, he must have been thinking about our sister, A. Wells. Wales. Yes, yes. Wow, good morning, Kathy. Let me see.
Hey, good morning, good morning.
Oh, okay. I said I thought I saw you on.
No, I was on. It's everybody's birthday week and a good friend of mine's birthday, so I was still trying to send out some stuff, so then I heard my name. I said, So I was doing the most. That's all that was. I was caught doing the most. Good morning.
Good morning. Chess, I just want to say, I don't know what you're doing, but I sometimes when I'm on Facebook and you happen to be on my timeline, I'm like, wow, she looks so pretty. You have been looking really, really radiantly beautiful. Just wanted to send you some love. Whatever you're doing, the radiation is radiating through the
pictures. I say, why don't you look so pretty? You always look pretty.
Thank you.
Something more beautiful and more amazingly radiant that's going on. So I just wanted to send you love. Keep radiating and keep shining, sis. You look pretty.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really, really, really do contribute it to the work that we really do. I really contributed to that. I really do contribute it to the self-love. I mean, yes, absolutely. My jeans, my mama, you know. You see my mama. You see my granddaddy. You see my grandparents. You know, hey, nature had it. It was going to do anyway, right? But then we still have choices that we still make and how we decide to take care of ourselves. And the love journey truly has taught me to really put self-love first, and everything else after that really does fall in place. So I thank God for that. I thank God for you even saying that. And that really does lead into what we're going to talk about today. So y'all better put y'all seatbelts on, because I make sure I have my green tea with me, baby, before I get on this run this morning. Because normally I try to wait before I get my green tea right before my run, so I don't be too hyper and crazy on y'all. But I'm like, look, I got a long ways to run this morning, so y'all gonna catch it. So, I really want us to pick back up. We left off in chapter 3 last week in the book Overcoming Under Earning by Barbara Stanley. It's a 5-step plan to a richer life. We were talking about it in this book last week in chapter 3, Breaking Through Earning Barriers. So it gave us the opportunity to really look at a lot of different barriers that we have been picking up, because what we've been learning is that money is truly not, it's really a symptom of everything else that's going on with us. It's a symptom of the work that needs to happen. Last week we brought up the inner work that must happen in order for us to move forward. She talked about transforming your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and attitudes and decisions about yourself and money. We walked through that. We also walked through mind over money. And then we left off with having the click, the aha moment. And this is where I really wanted us to pick up. And I didn't want to digress or spend too much time on last week, because what I have for this week was really, really powerful. And what I was able to reread again was really powerful. And this is a book that truly, truly has changed my life, how I spend my time, who I spend my time with, and how I honor chastity. So I know it'll do the same for you, but we really, really, really must do the work and not only be listeners of the word, but be doers of the word as well. Mm. So that's really what this is about. It's not about us just getting on here, especially not for me, because Chastity can get on any platform and talk and speak to anybody, and God knows I would rather, me and Janine was talking prior to us even doing this, right? We were talking and going over books and sharing and different things. Like, platform is for us all to be able to grow, just grow and share and to really do the work. So I know it works, because I'm a girl from a blue-collar city, and the only way that I've been able to walk in my dreams and continue to strive and do all the things that I continue to do is because I do the work. There is no magic potion to it. That's it. There ain't no extra special glamour of anything. I just honestly do the work. So last week we left off talking about the click, the aha moment. And this always reminds me of Oprah when she talks about the aha moment. But the aha moment is when you recognize with every fiber in your being, Janine, that you deserve to earn more for no other reason than you're worthy.
Because you worthy.
Yes. Oh, my God, Chastity. Hey, well, you know, I was like, I meant to call you and say that's where we should just reiterate that. And just, can you read that one more time so we can feel it out?
Yeah, so here's the thing. The aha moment is when you recognize with every fiber of your being that you deserve to earn more for no other reason than you're worth it. That was my aha. I had to write all over this page, I deserve it. I deserve more. Chastity deserves more. I had to write it out.
I had to write it out. And I'm going to tell y'all, the first time I read it, and I'm being transparent, because that's the only way it seemed like it's going to lose these shackles of bondage and poverty that's still on people's minds today. As I wrote it out, and I had to continue to write it out to myself, I cried. I cried. Because at some point, I had to really face myself and say, you know what? You obviously didn't believe you was worth it, girl. That's why you've been playing small. I had to write it down. I had to write it down. So I challenge you. I challenge you to look in the mirror. You say, I'm worth it. I deserve it for no other reason. Don't count up your age. Don't count up that you're about to be in retirement. Don't count up nothing else, because you limit God. You limit the limitless. How dare you? How dare you? You deserve more. So that's where we're starting today. And I just really wanted to be transparent, because I know this right here, it stopped me. It stopped me right in my tracks when I read it the first time. I couldn't read this book real fast, go right through. I couldn't. Because it really started dealing with my inner issues, the way I was viewing myself. Though I would get dressed and put my lip gloss on and feel good and put my MAC foundation or whatever on and feel good, right? You're right. I was still struggling. I didn't feel like I deserved it. So come on, family. Let's do the work. Let's do the work. Let's be intentional about what we are coming to the line to manifest. We all could be anywhere else in the world today than on this line and sitting and listening to my big mouth or us going over a book together. Let's be intentional. Let's be intentional about what we choose to show up as on this planet. If it hasn't counted up until this point, make it count from this day going forward, August 26, 2006. This is your day, but you have to choose it. I can't force it on you. Nobody forced it on me. I really thought this was going to be a 5 easy step process. I didn't expect this woman to be digging off in my emotions like this, but I thank God she did. Thank God she did. So let's move on to the search for what works. I'm going to hit on this next point, and then I'm going to open it up for you guys as well. So she put in the search for what works. The importance of the click jumped out at me while I was interviewing people who had went through my workshop and who had done the workbook on their own. And then she discovered that everyone had failed through roughly 2 categories, Janine, just 2 categories. Those who made a significant change and those who didn't. She called the first group the doers. Remember I just told y'all be doers of the word? And the other, the dwellers. So virtually everyone was motivated to change, as we all saw here every day. Everyone is virtually motivated to change. Almost all reported at least 1 new insight. Yet for some, nothing happened. They came in under earners, and they stayed under earners, because the problem we're dealing with isn't about money at all. Money is simply a metaphor. In fact, the problem isn't even about overcoming under-earning at all. Under-earning is simply a symptom. Under-earning is simply a symptom. Lasting change never occurs by treating the symptom, guys. My belief is that you've kept yourself as an under-earner for a reason. For a reason. You got to look in yourself and find out what has under-earning served you. And don't say it hasn't. It has. It has. Be open and honest to yourself. This is time for your breakthrough. This is time for your breakthrough. See, this right here is what deliver me. This is what deliver me, and I know it'll do the same for you, but you got to let it. Naomi expressed that the very principles that I asked her why she had thought she had made such little progress in the year following the workshop, she said, I've become very clear about my relationship with money, and it's a symptom of my lack of self-love. Remember, listen to what the woman said. She said, I've become very clear about my relationship with money, that it's a symptom of my lack of self-love. I need to quit being so concerned about other people's feelings and problems before my own. My God.
Girl, you got me on fire.
This right here is what really delivered me, Janine. I cried. I didn't tell nobody. And so when it was the opportunity to be able to share this book and for us to talk about it, I'm like, oh, my God. Remember, I was a little nervous about it. I was excited, but I was nervous because I know all that I had went through to even read this book. It was taking me forever to read this book. And it was because of the real deal that you had to really look at. And so remember, under-earning is merely a symptom, family. It's our lack of self-love. We got to stop putting other people before I put ourselves, especially women. We are good at doing that. I know I'm good at I was showing up for everybody else, but then forgetting myself. We teach people how to treat us, family.
Come on, man.
Get some more green tea around. That's, you on fire today, baby.
Listen, I'm about to sip on it now. That's why I'm about to open it up for y'all. I ain't been able to drink it yet. It's just sitting here waiting on me.
Well, I just want to say, girl, you're on fire. That's all I got to say. You are on fire. And I love the part that you read about the self-love. It's a symptom of self-love. We even read that when John Johnson told one of my favorite people on the planet, Dr. Dennis Kimball. He asked Dr. Dennis Kimball, why are you not a millionaire? And he told Dr. Dennis Kimball that you can tell a lot about the way people feel about themselves by looking at their bank account. When I read that, I had to close the book and say, whew, how do I feel about myself? Because my bank account don't show none of this right here. I'm telling you, what Chassie just read was a mouthful right there. Money is not a money problem. Baby, mm-hmm. It's not a money problem. Come on now, Chassie. You preaching today. Mm-hmm. You're on fire, Chass. Thank you so much. I'm just, the way you're bringing it today, I'm just like, whew.
Well, you know what? I realized that the only way, you know, I have to walk in my purpose, whether I choose to, or whether other people receive it or not, right? I know what this book done for me, and I know what God has called me to do. So I know what this chapter alone has done for me. So I have to show up intentional. I have to show up intentional to break the chains of poverty. Now, whether you came intentional to receive it today is up to you. Now, you can always go back and play back the call, and that's fine. But I have to show up intentional for what I was called to do. So however people decide to show up, that's fine. But it's really, really, really understanding that the reason that I've been allowed these opportunities is because it's each one teach one, right? Mm. And so that's where my fire really came. And me just thanking God and just being completely in a space of gratitude, true gratitude, thanking God. And the only way that you truly can thank God is by teaching another to become free. But first, you got to know that you're in bondage. You got to know. And you got to be willing to come free.
Mm. All right. Miss Wells is in the queue.
So it sounds like somebody else on it.
That's your mama. Yeah.
Hey, mommy.
She said that's your mommy. Good morning,
Good morning, mommy.
I just love you so much. Boy, you are just an integral part of my change. And learning to love myself, it's still something that I'm working on. So knowing that under-earning is a card, it's just a symptom, just not loving myself enough. So I'm still learning that. So thank you for just being Chastity.
I love you so much, Mommy. Thank you. Thank you, Mommy.
Thank
you. Good morning.
Peace. Good morning.
Good morning. One love. And one love, mommy, I hear you back there again. Yeah. But the reason I had to come in is because I know that I love myself. And I'm like my most favorite person to hang out with. And we have a great time. But what crossed my mind as you were sharing this morning is how much do I love myself?
Ooh.
And I said, whoa, wait a minute. Because, see, I'm the kind of guy that I believe in sacrifice for other people. Now, as I was looking at that, I said, now, you may be the kind of person who a situation pops up and you see danger going, and you go to save somebody from that danger, even if it means risking your own life. Mm-hmm. Now, in actuality, who do I love more in a situation like that?
Mm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. That's real. That's real.
Yeah. And so that's like, so now I have to work through that, because what I've come to recognize in the fire department, what they say is whenever you're in a situation and you have to save a life, remember that you are the one who has the skills to do it. So don't risk yourself because of that, because then the lives that you could save beyond that have been lost because you wasn't there. And so I'm like Michael Jackson right now. Got to be there. Okay, it's all right. So I appreciate the downloading into my spirit, because it's giving me a new perspective. And sometimes a new perspective is so much more than what anybody can imagine, because it takes you to higher levels. So you can go and you can perch on that mountain and look at the whole of situation, as opposed to being in a tree looking down on the ground, looking at ants.
Yes, yeah, God.
Thank you, thank you. One love.
One love. Thank you.
And that's powerful that he even said that, because, like I said, King, that's how I thought. I'm like, you know, I love myself. You know, I buy decent things for myself, and I treat myself. I love me. This is my girl right here. However, we have to look at how much was I loving myself. I was still allowing myself to feel pains that I really didn't have to feel. Even when we fly, family, I remember when they teach us, and I'll never forget when I was on a flight with my daughter, and they were telling us, like, in the event of an emergency, I am to put the mask on first. And that was an aha for me, because as a mother, what's our instinct to do? Our instinct, your first thought, and it's probably a trained thought, is to put a mask on my daughter. But the thing goes back to what King just said. I had to put the mask on myself first, because if I don't save myself, I'm no good for my daughter. So we have to look at how much are we really loving ourselves, and that's what it really is about. So I don't want us to get stuck there, because it really is some other great things. I really want us to get into the self-esteem inventory. I think this is going to be really powerful, but I really, really, really want to hit a couple points on page 53. If you have your books, she said these words fly straight from the heart of inner work. She was talking to someone else. The bottom line is, under-earning is a condition of low self-esteem. Inside every under-earner lies some degree of helplessness brought on by perceived lack of self-worth or absence of self-love. And I have to read that again, Janine. I have to read it again, okay? Because it bothered me yesterday as I was reading it. It was bothering me as I was reading it. I let the kids go to the pool, and I jumped up, and I'm like, my God. So under-earning is a condition of low self-esteem. Inside of every under-earner lies some degree of hopelessness or helplessness brought on by perceived lack of self-worth, absence of self-love. So today, Love Journey, I ask each and every one of you, though we get on this line every single day, though we get on the line and we're doing our affirmations, though we're getting on the line and we're, you know, kumbaya, love you, God, love myself, namaste, and doing the rest of it, what degree of hopelessness and helplessness are you walking into and that you're still holding on to in 2016? See, we're going to keep reading this book until we let every piece of hopelessness and helplessness go. See, I determined, I found out what mine was, and I had to let it go. I cried and I lamented before this book. I cried and I journaled. I cried and I journaled. I had to deal with Chastity. I had to deal with her. Because it was no longer, my mama couldn't save me. It was no longer I could look at my father and my grandfather. It was no longer Janine could do this one for me. Chastity had to do it for me. Chastity had to be real with Chastity. So I'm challenging you today. Stop showing up on the line just to show up on the line. What hopelessness, what helplessness are you dealing with? We put everything else on the altar. Put that on the altar. Trust God that God will give you more self-love for today and into tomorrow. I'm telling you this from my heart because I know it works. Oh, I was absolutely uncomfortable. I was absolutely uncomfortable. I couldn't talk to nobody about it. I talked a little bit to Janine about it, but for real, this was traumatizing that I had to look at myself in this way. But I'm forever grateful. I'm forever grateful. I'm forever grateful. So I didn't come here to be passionate about drumming us up and getting us excited, but just being your sister friend and just saying, I love you enough because I have enough self-love today to speak life into you and to love you and remind you to love you to a higher degree. So let's look at some of the self-esteem inventory on page 54.
Yes.
And see if any of these apply to you, because I know some of them did apply to me, and I had to deal with them. And there's nothing wrong with it, but this is our reality check, you know? See, I can't say I love you or we're friends or we're sisters or anything in Christ if your slip is showing and I don't tell you. Or for the men, if your underwear is showing and I don't tell you to pull your pants up. I don't love you. I allowed you to continue to look like a fool after I got my deliverance. And I love you too much for that. So let's go over the self-esteem inventory. So it's a check any of these and see if they apply to you. Do you blame someone else for your situation? Let me read it the way it says. I blame someone else for my situation. I constantly blame myself, even if it's not my fault. What about? I do what others want, even if I don't want to.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, girl.
I hold myself back or easily give in to avoid upsetting, hurting, angering, or offending someone else.
Can you read that one more time?
I hold myself back or easily give in to avoid upsetting, hurting, angering, or offending someone else. What about I let others demean or put me down? Or do I hold on grudges or I'm easily angered? Am I reluctant to set lofty goals for fear I won't attain them? I'm filled with big dreams, but I don't follow through. I give up at the first sign of failure or hint of rejection, scared to make mistakes. I don't do what I say I'm going to do. I'm unwilling to ask for what I want, often because I don't even know. I hear myself saying yes a lot. I hear myself saying yes, but a lot. So do you hear yourself saying yes, but? I have no control over my time, and I really don't see I have many choices in my life. And I want to read that one again because I start to hear that in people's conversation. Here on the line, I do. I really don't see I have many choices in my life.
Now, it says here, if you've checked more than two of those, your self-esteem needs a serious boost. It's even a red flag. Do you notice how similar these statements are to the characteristics of under-earning? So I did, and I had to be honest with myself, guys. And when I looked at some things, like, for instance, talking about no control over my time or, you know, being reluctant to set loftier goals because you have a fear of attaining them, I was real, and I went through a lot of different things with myself, and I talked about it. Because the only way to really overcome something, you must face it. You really mm-hmm. must face it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times people don't know what to ask for because they don't even know themselves. But mm-hmm. that goes back to in the beginning of the book. That goes back to all the things we've been talking about, is being intentional, being clear and concise about what you want. The universe only can move based on what you say you want, mm-hmm. period. You can't be mm-hmm. vague about it. That's the whole point of this book, is to help get our emotions in alignment, know that we deserve it, and be clear about it. Leave the rest to the universe. Don't expect God to do it all for you. Come on now. You already was given your name. You was already given your beautiful skin color and your hair texture. What more do you want? You want somebody to steal, spoon feed you? That's not how this part works. We have to be intentional, family. We have to be intentional. The next point I want to bring up before I open it up for everyone else is virtually every six-figure woman I interview for money was not her primary motivation. But at the same time, she was fully expected to be well compensated because she knew she was worth it. So I hear that a lot of times. People say, well, money is not everything, or I do this because I love it. Listen, baby, I love teaching. I love helping people. I love seeing the aha moment in people's eyes. I live for it. I breathe it. I love it. But I absolutely expect to be compensated. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the difference. That's the difference. So let me read it again. Page 54 at the bottom, virtually every six-figure woman I interviewed swore money was not her primary motivation, but at the same time, she was fully expected to be well compensated because she knew she was worth it. And my last point, but once self-esteem has been enhanced through asking for more money, remember, self-esteem was enhanced through asking for more money and more of good that life has to offer, women find themselves so fulfilled, Janine, that they do not need to fill their emptiness with food or other addictions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna drop the mic there because I really can go on and on, especially in that area, especially in our community, how we fill our lives with so many other things, food, addictions, and everything else. And we make excuses for why we don't take care of ourselves, other than just being honest that it is an absolute just deprivation of self-love. So I open it up for other people. Oh, it's already at the top of the hour. Whew, time is flying.
Because, baby, I'm worth it.
You did good today, baby.
You know that song, baby, I'm worth it. Yes.
Yes. All right. You did a phenomenal job. You were on fire, baby. I'm sitting over here running through the doggone house saying, go, Cassidy, go, Cassidy, go.
Yes. And family, you know, what's amazing to me is how the spirit of our Creator orchestrates beauty of everything that's around us. Hello?
Yes, we can still hear you.
Okay. Because, you know, Janine, you played that song, Say Yes, right?
Yes.
And we do that. We'll say yes. But what Chastity just shared with us reminded me that at the end of that song, it says this. there is more that's required of you. And so many times we figure we're saying yes, like, you know, okay, I'm going to be committed. And you go do something, but then was it enough? Is there more that is required of you? And if it is, you got to step to it. It's like Mama Joy said this morning, take the limitations off. And I'm like, all of this stuff just pours right into my spirit because that's for real. All the limitations have to come off. You got to go ahead and you have to know that there is more that is required of you. Just because you said yes, that's not finished the process. Jump into that thing until you, because God's got it. See, and you don't know where you're going to go with it. Just trust in that and have the faith in knowing that He's going to take you as far as you need to go. Because you're here not just for yourself, but for the expression of what you have been brought to the planet. There are no limitations to that.
Mm.
So I give thanks. I give thanks for that. And you are worthy because you have been created. Just like what Janine said last week, you are created for a time such as this. So you was worthy when before you even got here. So stop playing with yourself and get yourself together.
All right.
Come on.
But that's what the word tells us. Isn't that word? For those who need the word, it tells us before you were planted in the womb of your mother's belly, I knew you.
Yes.
And I had plans of success for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, success is on the
Jeremiah.
Phone.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
You know, am I on? I don't know if I'm on.
Yes, you on, Mama Joy.
No, you here, Mama. We hear you.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wait a minute. I know you got a mommy, but I'm saying mommy to you this morning. Girl, honey, you put the girls out here to feed from this morning. I am so proud of you, so grateful. You came on so strong. Look, I turned my speakers, I took my phone to my speakers so that everybody from the first down to the bottom floor could hear what you had to say this morning. My God, all I can think is, oh, my goodness. Now, Dennis Kimbrough came in thinking Grow Rich, you know, Black Choice. I said, and here, Lady Love, they got the Millionaire Cafe and Overcoming Under-Earning, Chastity Style. Come on here. You know, this is so powerful because you're bringing the meat and you're making it plain and you're making it palatable, you're making it digestible. And then you this morning, intentional, you called me to the plate. I read it, but I did not hear or feel what you gave this morning. It really said, hey, stop playing.
Mm.
Stop the game. Stop it. You know, it's embarrassing. You brought me to my own shame this morning.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like when they said Adam and Eve had the leaves on, girl, I had to put some leaves on. Oh, my God. It's amazing when you digest and you read and God moves you and to a place where you feel and you have been called. You come face to face with the real you, and then you can come to that place for me and for others because I know I had challenges, and I know, but I'm still running to the fire like King. I'm still trying to save other people. I'm still trying to – these behaviors, you call my habits out. You call my habits out. You call things that have been hiding in me out, and they say, ooh, can't hide no more. Oh, my God, where are we going to go? Well, they won't be coming back home. They will not be coming back in here. They will not do it. And I'm so happy that you cried. I'm so happy that you went down into your very gut as deep as you could, because that is what we need. We need people who are willing to go to the hell floors for themselves and come up with love, come back up, go to hell, and then come back up. Just Christine, go to hell and come back and put the fires out in themselves. We got to be able to go to hell and come back and say, hallelujah, you did not overtake me, because I know I have intention, I've got a word, and I've learned these things. And really, when that you went to hell, I'm glad you cried. I'm glad. I'm so happy that you were willing to do that for yourself, so that when you came through, you could feed me in a place where I say, you went there, I can go there too. Stop the lies. Come on here. We don't even know the walls and the ceilings test you until somebody go through this crap. And come back and say, I have not been consumed. Because this is what masters do. This is what she's talking about. I can read it. I can read the books. But now I have been, a challenge has been placed on me. Because I've always said I'm a doer. But then there's some things that I don't do. And don't know that I don't do. There's some walls that's there, and I don't even know they're there. But you brought them some more things out. Girl, talk about the emancipation rose this morning, the emancipator. God bless it. Girl, please, I can hardly speak right this morning. Oh, you broke some barriers. Thank you, Lady Love. Thank you, Chastity. Thank you. Thank you for going to hell and come back, baby God. I tell you, let me know, yes. And nothing in this world can consume you when you have intentions.
Come on, God.
To be all that God has planted you here to be. And this is what the mastery is all about. This is what it's about. But we need people that's willing to go to hell and bring it back and make those assignments that God has given to us more palatable. You're making my walk much better this morning, young lady. I thank the womb that bore you this morning. Bless you. Bless your mother. Bless this line.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Yes, yes, yes. Did anybody have anything else that they wanted to add that they was able to pull out or felt inspired to be challenged with this week? Because that's really what this is about. It really is about us doing the work and being intentional about doing the work and feeling and knowing that you have a support group. That's what we're here for, as a support community together to help each other grow. So you don't feel like you're alone going through the process. No? All right. Well, I will leave with my tip of the week, family. Can everybody still hear me? I got to make sure. Okay. Perfect. All right. So I'm still going to leave my financial tip of the week because I'm ready to run out of here now. Does everyone make sure that your babies are covered, guys? I'm still pushing that. I'm not going to move past it because it is a passion of mine. It is a passion of mine. It is. I'm tired of the wars and everything that's being fought that the media is showing on the television. And my only concern when I'm seeing every one of our babies getting shot and people are at work and doing different things that they're doing is who's making sure our babies is taken care of. Please make sure that your babies are taken care of. Make sure your grandchildren are taken care of. You are the matriarch of your family. That is what grandparenting is about. That is what grandparenting is about. You are the parent of that child, of that little black boy, of that little black girl. You are talking about a policy that is less than $10 a month. You're talking about $4 a month of coverage that'll make sure that your granddaddy is covered for the rest of their lives. If they are ever diagnosed with diabetes, if they are ever diagnosed with ADHD, if they are ever convicted of a felony or a misdemeanor. And we have to realize, family, that this is our real reality in our community. These are the things that we are more susceptible to than any other community in the United States of America. Not saying it to make it a racial issue or anything else, but I know from where I came.
So that's where I have to go back to serve. So that's why I speak it the way that I speak it, because I understand it. I understand it, and I see the need, and I understand it. I'm tired of the excuses. Today I can't walk in them. I don't want to hear them or anything else like that. You need me. You need any advice you need. You ready to make the next decision and get covered, call me directly at 614-230-6600. Again, at 614-230-6600. Or you can visit me on my website at www.chastityawells.com. Again, it's C-H-A-S-I-T as in Tom Y, middle initial, A-Wells.com. I love you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity to serve. Without you guys and without the love journey, I would not be the woman that I continue to evolve to be able to pour into myself and then from my saucer serve the rest of the world. But first, my cup must be full. So that's just my reminder to you all, is to love on yourself. Actually do the work that we've been talking about for years and years and that this book has been talking about. And please order the book. I think my mom had ordered her book from like thriftbooks.com, and my mom paid like $3 for her book. And that included shipping. I don't know if authors know their books are going that cheap, but anyway, get the book. Just get the book and let's do the work. So I love you all. Have an absolutely amazing weekend and happy birthday to all of those who are celebrating. Thank you, Denise.
All right. All I can do is, baby, I'm worth it. Woo! Y'all was hot and on fire today. I'm just sitting back here going, woo! I got the fan out. I had to pull out my fan today. Y'all made me pull out the fan. All right, I'm going to call Miss Hot Mama Jackie in because I know she's going to finish it off. Good morning, Miss Jackie.
Good morning. Yes. Fire, hot man, Chastity, she stood in her power, her purpose, and her passion this day and had all of us on the hot seat. I know I'm moving around, shifting and moving around because I got to move and really get deep down into the work and know that I am worthy. I have to write that out. Jackie, you are worthy. You deserve it. Big, bold letters. Yes. The family, we're going to do what we do at this time. We're going to get ready to do what we do. We're going to call it in. Yes. We're going to do our Reverend Ike affirmation. We're going to call it in, family. Call it in. So unmute your phone, star six, family, and let's do what we do, at this time. Money, I'm calling you into my life.
Money.
I'm
calling you into my life.
Money, right here, right now, I'm telling you, money. You love Jacqueline Valentina Cradle.
Money. I'm telling you right now, right here, right now, that you absolutely, with everything in your energy, just love you some Janine Ingram. Yes, you do.
Oh, yes. Oh, money, you welcome in my hands, in my pockets, in my bank accounts, and in my life all the time.
You welcome in my hands, in my life, in my bank account, my purse, in my life, absolutely all the time.
Yes. I open my heart and mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and my mind to money in all forms.
I open my heart and mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and my mind to banknotes.
I open my heart and mind to certificates of deposit.
I open my heart and my mind to certificates of deposit.
I open my heart and mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and my mind to stocks and bonds.
I open my heart and mind to cash money, make it rain, cash money, make it rain.
I open my heart and mind to
cash money,
yes, I open my life to money through my loving, appreciating attitude.
And I have opened my life to money because of my loving,
appreciating
attitude.
Yes, and money serves Jacqueline Valentina Cradle in divine right ways. Put your name on it, family.
Mm.
Money is wonderful stuff, and I let it multiply in my life.
Yes.
Thank you, God and me, for money.
Thank you, God and me, for money.
Yes, family. That was our Reverend Ike Money affirmation. And we're going to continue with the love experience by doing our 40-day abundance program. We are on principle number 5, and we are repeating principle number 5 for the fourth time as we're closing out. Money is not my supply. No person, place, or condition is my supply. My awareness, understanding, and knowledge of the all-providing activity of the divine mind within me is my supply. My consciousness is this truth is unlimited. My consciousness of this truth is unlimited. Affirm today, family, and throughout the weekend, from my abundant consciousness, money flows to me in tangible form. Let's say that together, family. From my abundant consciousness. Money flows to me in tangible form.
Money flows to me in tangible form.
So my abundance consciousness. Money flows to me in tangible form. Last time, family. From my abundance consciousness. Money flows to me in tangible form.
Yes,
family. And that was our 40-day abundance prosperity principle number 5, along with our affirmation. We will pick it up next week as we continue to close out on our 40-day abundance program on Monday. Family, I pray that you all have a beautiful, blessed weekend. I'm going to turn it back to you, Lady Love. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Jackie. Wow, Chastity Wells, you brung it. Thank you. And it was just seemed like how everything was so appropriate, how Queen Mother Joy opened us up with abundance and understanding abundance was our birthright and all the wonderful things she said that led us into the Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And then Chastity just reiterated that with so much strength and conviction and passion about our deservedness. Just because we were born, we're worthy, because baby, I'm worth it. Just because I am, I'm worth it. I deserve increase in my income because I'm worth it. Because I am worthy. I am truly worthy. I love the theme for today. I am worthy. Family, remember, you are worthy. I just want to remind you all to have a phenomenal, safe, wonderful, amazing weekend. And remind you today is love, sex, and nutrition.
Don't forget, if you can, support our Love, Sex, and Nutrition. This is the one-year anniversary month for Vonnie and Z, and they're going to be celebrating, and I'll be on the line with them celebrating by talking about our favorite sex scene. Yes, family, come on and have a voice, and just let Vonnie know and let Z know that you have really enjoyed the year of them giving us information and how powerful our spiritual and sexual life intertwine. So if you get a chance and you can, just tune in to Love, Sex, and Nutrition. Yes, yes, yes. Don't forget Khadijah and Friends at Ultra Manifestation. That's 10:30 Eastern, 9:30 Central. And don't forget to get on the line. I know that some of you all said you had a problem. Like 15 people texted me the other day, so I told them to check out why are we having problems getting in on the line. You know, sometimes that happens. But if you didn't get a chance to listen yesterday or the next day, maybe we can go to the Ultra Manifestation and listen to the replays. Yes, yes, yes. Two powerful days of information you don't want to miss. All right, family, don't forget, if you need that, got any questions, comments, or concerns about your insurance needs, make sure you call Chastity A. Well. You don't want to go and get insurance and not make sure you check in with Chastity A. Well. Yes, family, let's protect our families. Let's protect our grandbabies. Let's protect our children. Let's protect. They say the biggest wealth transferring instrument other than divorce is insurance. Isn't that something? The biggest wealth transferring instrument other than divorce, and probably divorce is probably not in our number one in our community, but I was reading an article the other day that said the number one transferring instrument is divorce, and then insurance is second. And so, family, if we get a chance to make sure that we're protected and all that stuff, guess what? We get to leave our legacy and not just what that song say, when my father died, all he left us was alone. We don't get to leave our children alone with debt. Make sure you get your insurance in order. Make sure you get your stuff in order so when you do make that transition, your family and your friends are taking care, your family is taking care of, and when they're not going around having a hat out saying, oh, she and he was a good guy, but they didn't have insurance money. So I just want to make sure you give Chastity A. Well the call. Protecting our families is important, family. All right, do have a lot of birthdays that's going to be celebrating this week coming up. I don't know if they're going to start celebrating this weekend, but we do send lots of love into all the birthdays coming up this week. That's Mrs. Queen Mother Joy. Yes, yes, yes. That's Minetti, Linda Johnson. That's Jesse Purnell. And all of Donna Taylor and Nicole Wheatley. And lots of birthdays. I think, did I say Rosa J. Hodge? She got a birthday too. So, all right, family, let's make sure we send some love out to our birthday people this week. All right, that's it, that's all. Unless anybody else want to come in and have any questions, comments, or concern, make sure you go to Chastity A. Wells, her Facebook page, her website. Make sure you call her, get your information in. Even if you're not ready to purchase yet, you might want to start thinking about how you might find out that it's a lot less if you go and get your estimate done. Because sometimes we think insurance is very, very expensive, and then we decide, well, as soon as I make more money. But sometimes when you call the insurance, she could probably fit it into what your budget is. Even if you have to start out with a small amount, a small policy, and grow into a larger policy, you do want to give Chastity A. Well the call. I just want to make sure we really reiterate that. If any questions, comments, or concerns, you can open up the line and then let us know.
Hey, Janine, what's the name of the book
that we're reading right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Overcoming Under-Earning by Barbara Stanning.
Thank you.
Overcoming Under-Earning, Barbara Stanning. All right. Well, thank you all. I just want to remind you today that your life really is a gift from God.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Janine. I'm so sorry. I wanted to get in real quick because I want to be a master speaker such as you. And last night's event kind of caught me off guard. So if people can tune in to listening to the replay of the Healing Paradigm thing, because I know you had already mentioned you would do that, and I appreciate that.
Why you didn't know yesterday morning, King, that you were going to be on there? I got the text late last night, and I hadn't positioned myself to listen.
Yes, and it happened so suddenly, it threw me off guard with the number of things that I had to do at the time, because Harvey, it was actually Harvey's show, and when he found that he had to leave town, everything kind of switched over to us, and so we put something together real quick. And so it was like, you know, kind of threw us off guard, but I'm hoping that we put forth a show that was worthy of the content. And so I posted, and I think Arlene posted on her Facebook page as well, Paradigm. So if you guys just after that, maybe we play, I think it was on Blog Talk Radio, and maybe give us, give me some feedback on what I'm doing. Because I got this, like I said, the limitations are off now.
All right. Well,
thank you so much.
I'll make sure that I post it on the Love Journey as well, so they have details to look at it and make sure that we can get in and hear. I'm sure you did a phenomenal, amazing job.
Thank you. Thank you. Continue success, everyone. Namaste.
Yes, you did, King. You did an amazing job. And Arlene, your queen, did an amazing job interviewing you. I was on that call last night. She really got the voice of God. So, you guys did an amazing job. Today, I wanted to thank Chastity and you, Janine, for your insight into the book. What it truly means, you know. So all that you said was the truth, and you know, it's like expanding on something that seems so simple, but to get there, we sometimes have a long road, and it's constantly being expanded and constantly doing the work, no matter what. And it shows up over and over and over and over until you get to the point where you're at that level. And so you got to do the work.
Yeah.
You got to do the work. And so I appreciate you guys. Have a God-blessed weekend. And know that I love you.
All right. Well, I thank you so much, Rosa J. Hodge, Miss Birthday Girl, coming up this weekend, next weekend. I just want to say happy early birthday, and I know you're going to start celebrating this week. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. All right. And I just
yes, I am. Look, while we're on the line, I don't know all the people that are in the Washington, D.C. area, but I am having a birthday party. So just, you know, contact me on Facebook and I'll give you the information. Have a good God day, and I want my family to meet my family. So if you can come on Friday of next week, know that you are welcome, you and your sweetie or whatever. Just let me know so I can have food enough for everybody. Have a good God day again. Thank you, Janine.
Amen. All right, family, again, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what does that really mean? When you do what you were called to do, you really are being a gift back to the planet, to the earth, to God, the creator itself. Family, stand in your purpose and be a gift back to the creator. Because, you know, it's not that the creator needs a blessing, but it blesses the creator when we do what we've been called to do to the planet. Let's do it, family. Because it not only blesses the creator, but it blesses significantly those around you, the community, and the world, the way you impact. Because when you realize that you are important to the planet, you realize that when you step in your gift, you are impacting the world, the people around you, your family. Come on, family. Let's be that gift back to the creator. And let's remember that love is a choice. And let's choose love, because it really is the only choice.
And you know the one thing I love about love? It never goes out of season. It never goes out of style. Remember to dream and live your God-sized dream, family. I want to remind you today, you get to choose life on your own time. So with that being said, I'm going to play Chastity's song. Ain't no stopping her right now, baby. She was on fire. I don't know if I should play Girl on Fire or Ain't No Stopping, but I'm going to play Ain't No Stopping Her. But I'm not scared.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
No.
All right, thank you. Have a great weekend. You've been tuned in to The Love Journey and Janine Ann Ingram with Chastity Wells on Millionaire Mind Conversation Cafe. And she was on fire. Ain't no stopping us, family. Have a great, good God weekend. And let the God times roll, family. Let's do it.